Picture this. You're sitting in a boardroom at 2 a.m., staring at a malpractice claim that could have been prevented. The plaintiff's attorney is arguing that your hospital's failure to implement AI-assisted diagnostics constituted negligence. Sound far-fetched? It shouldn't. Leading health systems using FDA-cleared AI are slashing diagnostic turnaround times by 38 to 52%, while laggards watch their indemnity reserves climb. The bigger risk now comes from falling below the new AI standard of care, not from AI itself. The question isn't whether to adopt AI, it's how to do it without opening Pandora's box of liability. Today, I'll walk you through the 7-pillar digital scalpel framework that transforms AI anxiety into competitive advantage, giving your board the confidence to sleep soundly while your competitors scramble to catch up. The liability paradox. Why staying behind is riskier than moving forward. The market momentum is undeniable. 60% of integrated delivery networks have live diagnostic AI pilots as of Q2 to 2025, according to the HHS strategic plan. Those still sitting on the sidelines face premium surcharges up to 22% for black box deployments, while early adopters with transparent AI systems enjoy reduced rates. As one CMO at a leading academic medical center recently shared, "We realize that defensible AI isn't just legal cover, it's become our competitive moat. Our radiologists are diagnosing faster, our patients are getting better outcomes, and our legal team actually smiles when they see our AI audit trails." The golden thread here is clear. The cost of delay now exceeds the cost of implementation. However, implementation without proper governance is like performing surgery with a rusty scalpel. You might get the job done, but at what cost? The 4 critical liability headaches, keeping CEOs awake. Headache number 1, the chain of liability, where lawsuits stick in 2025. When AI goes wrong, liability doesn't fall on just one party. Courts are now examining a tripartite exposure model: the AI developer, the hospital, and the individual clinician. Think of it like an aircraft maintenance log. When a plane crashes, investigators don't just blame the pilot. They examine the manufacturer's design, the airline's maintenance protocols, and the pilot's training records. Courts distinguish between pre-market negligence: did the developer adequately test and validate? And post-market negligence: did the hospital properly implement and monitor? Here's where many hospitals stumble. Indemnity clauses combined with documentation gaps create plaintiff magnets. Your vendor contract might promise to cover AI-related claims, but if you can't prove you followed their implementation guidelines, that indemnity clause becomes worthless paper. The lesson? Document everything, audit regularly, and treat your AI deployment like any other critical medical device, because legally, that's exactly what it is. Headache number 2, human in the loop under fire. The phrase human in the loop has become healthcare's favorite AI safety blanket, but it's more fragile than most realize. Automation bias can drag inexperienced radiologist accuracy from 79.7% down to 19.8% when AI makes an error, a phenomenon that's both predictable and preventable. Picture an inverted U-curve. Too little trust in AI leads to underutilization, while too much trust leads to dangerous over-reliance. The sweet spot requires calibrated confidence, which only comes through proper training and continuous monitoring. Courts are increasingly nudging towards shared liability when automation bias is foreseeable. The action step is straightforward. Mandate cognitive bias training for all AI-using clinicians and document this training in their credentialing files. Headache number 3, the new standard of care, negligence by omission. Here's the boardroom question that should make every CEO pause. Are we documenting why a clinician says no to AI? The threshold for establishing a new standard of care involves majority adoption plus statistically superior performance, and we're rapidly approaching that tipping point. My forecast: sepsis prediction tools will hit this threshold by late 2026. When that happens, failing to use validated AI for sepsis detection could constitute negligence by omission. The legal precedent is already emerging in radiology, where some courts have questioned whether failure to use AI-assisted mammography screening constitutes substandard care. The implication is profound. Soon, negligence won't mean using AI poorly. It will mean not using AI at all. Headache number 4, ensuring the algorithm. Insurance underwriters have developed sophisticated AI risk score models that can dramatically impact your premiums. Hospitals that proactively share audit log data with their carriers are seeing malpractice premium reductions of 18 to 22%. Clinician override audit trail, documentation of when and why humans override AI recommendations. These aren't just nice-to-haves, they're becoming table stakes for favorable insurance terms. Learning from aviation and energy, the blueprint for success. Healthcare isn't the first industry to grapple with algorithmic liability. Aviation's approach offers a compelling blueprint. Flight data recorders provide objective reconstruction capabilities that consistently win court battles. When an aircraft incident occurs, investigators don't rely on pilot testimony, they have immutable data. Similarly, the energy sector's explainable autonomy directive has reduced blackout liability by 41% by requiring grid operators to maintain comprehensive audit trails of automated decisions. The synthesis is clear. Healthcare needs immutable AI audit trails plus post-incident replay capabilities. This isn't just about compliance, it's about creating an objective record that can exonerate your organization when things go wrong. The Digital Scalpel Framework. 7 governance pillars. Each pillar represents a lever your board can pull to transform AI risk into competitive advantage. Think of them as the essential components of a precision instrument. Remove any one, and the whole system becomes unreliable. Pillar 1, Algorithm Diligence and Risk Transfer Demand, SOC 2 and ISO 14971 documentation from every AI vendor. More importantly, negotiate liability caps per study rather than per contract. This ensures that a single high-volume application doesn't create unlimited exposure. Pillar 2, Explainability as a Service, EAS. Implement immutable logging with worm storage and SHA-3 hashing to create tamper-proof audit trails. Patek Labs' AI ecosystem excels in this area, recording every inference with comprehensive provenance metadata that gives legal teams a two-click root cause replay capability. This level of transparency transforms potential liability into defensible documentation. Pillar 3, Clinician Cognitive Support. Embed 150-word AI rationales directly into EHR workflows. This approach reduces alert fatigue overrides by 27% while providing crucial context for clinical decision-making. Patek Labs' reasoning AI auto-generates these rationales using advanced natural language processing, significantly reducing automation bias by helping clinicians understand the why behind AI recommendations. Pillar 4, Continuous Validation and Drift Monitoring. Establish a 30-day performance decay threshold that automatically triggers model retraining. Sync this with emerging FDA lifecycle guidance to ensure regulatory compliance while maintaining clinical effectiveness. Pillar 5, Dynamic Insurance Alignment. Create real-time data streams to your malpractice carriers, sharing audit trail information that demonstrates responsible AI governance. Negotiate algorithm-specific deductibles that reward transparent deployment practices. Pillar 6, Policy Acceleration. Loop hold quarterly AI morbidity and mortality conferences to review incidents and near misses. Commit to refreshing standard operating procedures within 14 days of new legal rulings or regulatory guidance. Pillar 7, Incident Response Playbook. Implement the 24-hour rule. Freeze the model, export comprehensive logs, and notify your carrier immediately when an AI-related incident occurs. Patek Labs' smart chatbot enhances this process by capturing real-time clinician statements and automatically funneling them to risk managers, creating bulletproof documentation that can be crucial in legal proceedings. Looking ahead, litigation and regulation through 2027. The legal landscape is evolving rapidly. Based on current trends, I expect a Supreme Court test case to land by 2027. Likely establishing a 50-30-20 shared liability split between hospitals, vendors, and individual clinicians. This scenario planning isn't speculation, it's strategic preparation. The FDA's anticipated AI performance degradation rule for 2027 will require continuous monitoring and reporting of AI system performance degradation. Organizations that implement robust monitoring systems now will have a significant compliance advantage. State medical boards are also gearing up to add AI competency requirements to license renewals. The question isn't whether this will happen, it's whether your clinicians will be ready when it does. Document clinician AI competency training programs, research methodology. This framework emerged from a comprehensive, multidisciplinary literature review spanning legal, clinical, and actuarial databases. I conducted executive interviews with chief legal officers and chief medical officers throughout July 2025, focusing on organizations with mature AI implementations. The analysis employed advanced synthesis techniques, including cross-industry case comparisons with aviation and energy sectors, to identify transferable governance principles. Current knowledge limitations. Several knowledge gaps constrain our understanding of AI liability in healthcare. The scarcity of adjudicated AI malpractice case law means we're operating on limited precedent. Insurance companies maintain opacity around their premium algorithms, making it difficult to optimize risk profiles. Most critically, the industry lacks universal AI performance benchmarks, creating inconsistent standards across organizations. The call to action is clear. We need industry data sharing consortia, and we needed them yesterday. Only through collaborative transparency can we establish the evidence base necessary for sound governance. The bottom line. Within the next 18 months, negligence will increasingly mean not using AI rather than using it improperly. CEOs who lock in auditability, explainability, and continuous validation today will define tomorrow's standard of care and dominate the market while their competitors scramble to catch up. The digital scalpel framework isn't just about risk management. It's about precision governance that turns potential liability into competitive advantage. Like a scalpel in a surgeon's hand, AI becomes a powerful tool for healing when wielded with skill, preparation, and unwavering attention to detail. The question isn't whether AI will transform healthcare. It's whether your organization will lead that transformation or be left behind by it. Disclaimer: technology evolves rapidly. Information provided may become outdated. Always verify current best practices and documentation.